Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break English, Season 3, Episode 5.
Hello and welcome back to Coffee Break English. My name's Mark.
And I'm Josie.
How are you today, Josie?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well too, and looking forward to finding out more about today's text. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about the future of NASA.
NASA. So this is a space agency, and I'm sure our listeners have heard of NASA.
Yes. In this text, we're going to listen to Kate, who's going to tell us all about the future of NASA. And we'll discuss how to talk about the future in English.
Sounds good. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. It's Kate here. And in this episode, we're talking about space exploration. Let's get started. Most people know all about the 1969 moon landing. Walking on the moon is one of mankind's greatest achievements, but it's just a small part of what NASA has achieved. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration is the USA's space agency and the biggest in the world. Since 1969, they have been responsible for several more moon landings, and they have explored the solar system using rovers and satellites. Today, NASA operates the International Space Station, or the ISS, in partnership with the Canadian, Japanese, Russian, and European space agencies. The ISS allows us to learn much more about space, but NASA have even bigger plans for the future. NASA say that their ultimate goal is to put humans on Mars. To do this, they are going to return to the moon, where they are going to construct a space station called Gateway. Gateway is going to serve as a base for spacecraft traveling further out into the solar system, as far as Mars. NASA are going to go to the moon again by 2024, but it probably won't be a solo operation. Private companies such as SpaceX have already produced rockets to take supplies to the ISS, and NASA is considering working with them in the future. If companies like SpaceX can prove they are able to land on the moon, NASA will work with them to get people there sooner. NASA and the space exploration community believe that it's important to work together to make progress. With NASA's impressive plans, the future of space travel will be very exciting.
This is quite a long text today, all about the future of NASA. But let's find out more about it now.
Yes, let's get started.
Most people know all about the 1969 moon landing.
Yes. So in the previous season of Coffee Break English, we talked about a famous astronaut, Chris Hadfield, and we mentioned the phrase moon landing. It just means the event when someone landed on the moon for the first time, when someone went to the moon.
Okay. Walking on the moon is one of mankind's greatest achievements, but it's just a small part of what NASA has achieved.
Yes, so walking on the moon is one of mankind's greatest achievements. We know what man is, but what is mankind, Mark?
Mankind is all humans, the human species.
That's right. So it's one of mankind's greatest achievements. It's one of the best and most impressive things that humans have done.
Okay. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration is the USA's space agency and the biggest in the world. Since 1969, they have been responsible for several more moon landings, and they have explored the solar system using rovers and satellites.
Yes, so since 1969, they have been responsible for moon landings. This means they organized, they controlled, they were in charge of these moon landings. And they have explored the solar system. What's the solar system, Mark?
The solar system is the sun and all the planets which move around it.
Yes, so they've explored the solar system using rovers and satellites. A rover is like a small vehicle that is controlled by a remote control. So you can control it from Earth to explore another planet like Mars. This has happened.
Okay. Today, NASA operates the International Space Station, or the ISS, in partnership with the Canadian, Japanese, Russian, and European space agencies.
Yes, so NASA operates the ISS in partnership with these other space agencies. So this means that they all work together in an equal way.
Okay, the ISS allows us to learn much more about space, but NASA have even bigger plans for the future.
Yes, so we're going to learn about their bigger plans for the future, and now we're going to see some future structures in English.
Okay, NASA say that their ultimate goal is to put humans on Mars.
Yes, their ultimate goal is for humans to go to Mars. What is an ultimate goal, Mark?
It's the final result that you want.
Exactly. So that is what they are working for.
Okay. To do this, they are going to return to the moon, where they are going to construct a space station called Gateway.
Yeah. So here we're talking about what they want to do in the future. So they are going to return to the moon and they're going to construct a space station. Here, we're talking about the plans, the intentions that NASA have for the future. So we're using this structure, be going to, and a verb in the infinitive. This is the structure that we usually use to talk about our future plans.
Okay, Gateway is going to serve as a base for spacecraft traveling further out into the solar system, as far as Mars.
Yes, so the furthest place that they're going to travel, the maximum distance, is to Mars. And here in this phrase as well, we have another example of going to for NASA's future plans. Gateway is going to serve as a base. So this is their plan. They're quite sure about this.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment to find out more about NASA's plans.
The Coffee Break English podcast is helping you to improve your understanding of English.
We also offer extra resources, which include transcripts of our texts and conversations and vocabulary lists to help you learn even more.
To get these extra resources, just visit coffeebreakenglish.com and sign up for free.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about NASA and also about the future. In English. So far, we've talked about how to express future plans using going to. So, Mark, can you tell me what are your plans for this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to visit my mum, and I'm also going to catch up with some reading that I've been wanting to do for a while.
That sounds lovely. So those are very close plans. They're going to happen very soon. But what are your plans for next summer? Do you have any plans?
Next summer, I'm going to go to Greece. We are going to take the family to Greece because we've never been before. What are you going to do next summer?
Next summer, I'm going to go on a camping trip in Scotland because I love having a holiday in Scotland.
Now, Josie, that was interesting because you didn't say, I'm going to take a camping trip. You said, I'm going to take a camping trip. Can you explain that?
Yes. So they mean exactly the same thing. But when we speak, often people like to speak quite fast and to save time. So instead of saying, I am going to, we say, I'm gonna.
Okay, let's continue with our text. NASA are going to go to the moon again by 2024, but it probably won't be a solo operation.
Yeah, so again, this is NASA's plan. NASA are going to go to the moon again, or maybe NASA are gonna go to the moon again.
But it probably won't be a solo operation. Can you explain won't?
Yes. So here we're not using going to because we're not sure that it won't be a solo operation. This is not a plan. This is something that we believe will happen in the future, but it's not sure. We have the word probably here. So it probably won't be.
Exactly. Now, won't is will not. It's a contraction of will not. So it probably will not be a solo operation. What's a solo operation, Josie?
Yes. So an operation, this is this thing that they are planning to do, going to the moon. And a solo operation means something that they do alone. Solo is alone.
So this operation won't be a solo operation. It will not be a solo operation, meaning that they are going to work with other organizations.
That's right.
Private companies such as SpaceX have already produced rockets to take supplies to the ISS, and NASA is considering working with them in the future.
Yeah, so SpaceX have taken supplies to the ISS. Supplies are like things that you need to live, like food, medical equipment, and things like that.
Okay. If companies like SpaceX can prove they are able to land on the moon, NASA will work with them to get people there sooner.
Yeah, so before NASA will work with SpaceX, SpaceX has to prove that they can land on the moon. What does prove mean, Mark?
Prove is the same as to show, or they provide evidence that they have done something.
Exactly, Yes. And if they can show this, NASA will work with them to get people there sooner, to get people there earlier.
NASA and the space exploration community believe that it's important to work together to make progress.
Yes, so NASA want to make progress or make progress. We can pronounce it either way. And make progress just means to advance, to move forward with something.
Good. With NASA's impressive plans, the future of space travel will be very exciting.
Yes, so here we have the verb will again. The future of space travel will be very exciting. So this is not a plan that NASA have. This is a prediction that I'm making. This is something that I think will happen in the future.
Okay, let's have a listen again to the full text and try to spot the going to and will verbs in this passage.
Most people know all about the 1969 moon landing. Walking on the moon is one of mankind's greatest achievements, but it's just a small part of what NASA has achieved. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration is the USA's space agency and the biggest in the world. Since 1969, they have been responsible for several more moon landings, and they have explored the solar system using rovers and satellites. Today, NASA operates the International Space Station, or the ISS, in partnership with the Canadian, Japanese, Russian, and European space agencies. The ISS allows us to learn much more about space, but NASA have even bigger plans for the future. NASA say that their ultimate goal is to put humans on Mars. To do this, they are going to return to the moon, where they are going to construct a space station called Gateway. Gateway is going to serve as a base for spacecraft traveling further out into the solar system, as far as Mars. NASA are going to go to the moon again by 2024, but it probably won't be a solo operation. Private companies such as SpaceX have already produced rockets to take supplies to the ISS, and NASA is considering working with them in the future. If companies like SpaceX can prove they are able to land on the moon, NASA will work with them to get people there sooner. NASA and the space exploration community believe that it's important to work together to make progress. With NASA's impressive plans, the future of space travel will be very exciting.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Coffee Break English, and we hope you've enjoyed finding out more about NASA.
Yes. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with us on Facebook and on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break English.
We'll be back next time when we'll be returning home with a text from Scotland. For now, thank you and goodbye.
See you next time.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.